Court will proceed to the fourth case, Tang versus Ashcroft. Mr. Ma?
Yes. May it please the court. My name is Feng Tianma on behalf of the appellant. Your Honor, in this appeal, the appellant requests that this court to make a determination that our client's experience with the government of China because of his religious practice rose to the level of persecution and reverse the decision of the lower court. The standard of persecution has been pronounced by courts again and again, and a threat of life and freedom, including the punishment or the infliction of harm for political, religious, and other reasons that the United States does not recognize as legitimate, including non-life-threatening violence and abuse on account of race, religion, nationality, political opinion, or membership in a particular social group is persecution.
Mr. Ma,
yes.
I need some help in reconciling the two stories, because Mr. Tang seems to have given two different accounts about the arrest. In his petition, he acknowledges that he was charged with kidnapping his girlfriend and that the police released him when his girlfriend told them that she had traveled voluntarily with him. But now he claims he was arrested because of his religion. And what I need to know is how we reconcile.
Your Honor, at the hearing, I think on cross-examination, Mr. Tang sufficiently explained the discrepancies, and that the father of the girl did not like the relationship, and also the reason that the father threatened to expose this my client that he was a member of that religion, that was because there is no basis for the prosecution of him based on the his going away with the woman, but the father reported to the police saying that he is a member of this religion, so that he was arrested for that. And the record shows that not only his testimony, and also he provided documentary evidence that he was interrogated about his membership in the religion, and also he was detained, he was beat to bleeding, and also he was deprived of food and water for 2 days and three nights, and also he faced a constant threat of being formally charged with the crime. The immigration judge did not reject Mr. Tang's testimony and did not make an adverse finding regarding the facts provided at the hearing. Rather, he simply declared that the experience, the interrogation, detention, and physical abuse experienced by the respondent, by my client, did not rise to the level of persecution. But after reading the judge's entire decision again and again, we're still in the dark as to why such experience did not rise to the level of persecution. What constitutes persecution depends on the facts of each case, of course, and the standard has been clearly pronounced by appellate courts. However, lower courts need guidance in this area, and case law pronounced by appellate courts does not provide such a guidance. I mean, guidance to the application of the standard, faithful application to the standard to the particular facts of each case. Your Honor, this case provides a perfect opportunity for guidance to a faithful application of the standard to facts of this case, by recognizing that this case falls within the category of persecution. Our position is that deprivation of personal freedom, threat to life, and also coupled with physical abuse and continued threat to freedom. That constitutes persecution. It does not matter how many days he was detained. You know, that's in a lot of appellate cases, they discussed about 3 days, 5 days. 3 days does not constitute persecution. 5 days constitute persecution. I don't believe that's the guidance to the lower court. Despite the evidence produced at the hearing, the evidence of interrogation, physical abuse, and constant threat of formal criminal charges, the government and the immigration judge would require that the respondent come forward with further evidence that he is still wanted in China. First of all, in the record, there is evidence that the police in China is still interested in him. There is a letter from his father showing that the police constantly visit his father's home asking about his whereabouts. And that piece of evidence was not, the government did not object to his admission to the record. Secondly, the immigration judge erred in this respect. The law assumes a well-founded fear of future persecution once past persecution is established by substantial evidence, and the burden shifts to the government to prove to the contrary. It is not without reason that the law requires a shift of burden of proof. As a matter of common sense, to persecuted people, once they flee from the place of persecution, it is very difficult, sometimes impossible, to obtain further evidence that they are still wanted. Your Honor, genuine asylum seekers, like the respondent, like our client in this case, come to this country to pursue freedom, to practice their religious beliefs, disliked by foreign governments, to hold and express their political opinions disliked by a foreign government, to associate with a particular social group disliked by the government, by the foreign government. Your Honor, when consider the facts of this case, we request a determination whether the government discharged its burden to rebut the presumption of a well-founded fear of future persecution. When review this kind of matters, the court should not only consider whether the an asylum seeker is still wanted because of his past practice of a religion, his past expression of his political opinions, his past association with a particular group. This court should also consider whether he or she can continue his religious practice, his association with a particular social group, to continue to hold and express his or her political opinion free from persecution. And in this case, Mr. Tang, my client, if he's going back to China, we should ask the question, can he continue to practice a religion without persecution? The answer is no. And the evidence in the record established he was persecuted because of his religious practice. And also, there is evidence showing that he will be persecuted if he goes back to China. And also, there is a definite possibility if he goes back to China and continues to practice his religious belief, he will be persecuted. And the government did not present any evidence to rebut this assumption. And we request that this court grant the asylum application, reverse the lower court's decision.
Thank you.
Thank you, Your Honor.
Ms. Steve.
Good morning. May it please the court, my name is Elizabeth Stevens and I represent the government of the United States of America. In this immigration case, the government seeks affirmance of an order of the Board of Immigration Appeals, which denied Mr. Tang's application for asylum. The immigration judge below found that Mr. Tang had not established past persecution. As a result of that finding, the immigration judge properly required Mr. Tang to bear the burden of establishing a well-founded fear of persecution.
You know, forgive me, Ms. Stevens, but without credibility findings, how can we conduct a proper review? The record, it seems to me, is incomplete here. The IJ seems to have credited Tang's belief, Tang's claim that he was beaten in prison for 2 days. But there's no ruling here on the key dispute, the cause of the beating. Shouldn't we remand so that the IJ can determine if he was beaten because of his religion or for some other reason?
The immigration judge determined that the beatings received in detention did not constitute persecution. He did not go specifically to the determination of whether or not that was on account of a protected ground, although his opinion does indicate that he has some doubt as to whether or not Tang did establish that it was on account of a protected ground, because he also questioned whether he had established that he was indeed a member of Yigondao. But the central thing here is whether or not the story establishes past persecution. Congress did not define persecution, and the Supreme Court has said that this is something that has to be done on a case-by-case basis, and was given to the Attorney General to decide in his discretion on a case to decide. I'm sorry, not in his discretion, but on a case-by-case basis. The Attorney General has not put out a black line ruling as to what actually constitutes persecution. This court, in a recent case, Dan, which said that something that sounds very similar to Mr. Tang's experience did not constitute persecution. I realize that there is a petition for rehearing pending, and that has not been decided yet, but that is a case that in which this court found that very similar circumstances did not establish persecution. Here, Mr. Tang has been arrested or stopped twice. The first time it appears something very close to a Terry stop, in which the policeman stopped him, questioned him, did not detain him, did not take him to a police station, and then released him. The second time he was arrested, we're not sure what exactly the cause of that arrest was, because he has given two conflicting statements as to what the cause was. In his original application given to the asylum officer, he said that he was not arrested with his religious leaders, but he was arrested after he had gone off with the daughter of one of the village leaders. In his statement before the immigration court, he said that he was indeed arrested with the religious leader, and was only released after the daughter came and pleaded with him to let them go, and then he decided to leave the town with the daughter of the village leader. It's difficult to say exactly what the purpose was for the arrest and detention. If this court does decide that the experiences amounted to persecution, it must remand. You will need to remand for a specific credibility finding to establish whether or not the persecution was on account of a protected ground, or to establish whether or not the INS or DHS now successfully rebutted the presumption of a well-founded fear of persecution based on past persecution. For these reasons, the government requests that this honorable court find that the record does not compel a finding that Tang established past persecution on account of a protected ground, and affirm the agency decision below, and deny the petition for review.
Thank you, Ms. Stevens. Mr. Ma?
Your Honor, we have to go back to the discrepancy. I think that the government cross-examined my client. I was not representing Mr. Tang at the hearing, but from the record, he was examined extensively regarding the discrepancies. The judge, in his decision, did not mention the discrepancies. It is clear to us that the judge made a determination, made a finding of fact, ignoring the discrepancies, because I believe the judge thought Mr. Tang sufficiently explained the discrepancies. And also, without the from the government's brief, it seems to me the government is seeking a rejection of the judge's own finding of fact, going back to the details of the testimony and to find that the nothing happened. I don't believe that is the correct position. And I request that the lower court be reversed. And also, this court set a standard, a guideline, a guidance for lower courts regarding a persecution cases. Thank you, Your Honor.
Thank you, Mr. Ma. Thank you, Ms. Stevens. The case is taken.